Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you back to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard every day on this station, Monday through Friday. And if you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that you'll be blessed as we share the next few moments together. Several days ago, I began a message I've entitled Christ Our Liberator, and we were focusing on a brief phrase that is found in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 about speaking the truth in love. And in preceding broadcasts, we focused on what that means. We've seen the importance of not only what we're speaking, but how we're speaking it, to declare truth in the capacity and attitude of love. And as I mentioned from time to time, if any time you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear one, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Just click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for you, at your convenience, that you can listen at any time. But we've been talking about speaking the truth in love. In today's world, lying is so commonplace that people don't even wink at it anymore. Let's hear what the word of the Lord has to say about the wicked and their attitude. Romans 3. Verses 13 through 18 says, "Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." Boy, unfortunately, isn't that a description of many these days? And hear the word of the Lord in Isaiah 59:4. "None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity." And Jeremiah 9:5 says, "And they will deceive every one his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith the Lord." So we understand, beloved, that there's only the spirit of truth and the spirit of error in this world. And that which is of truth, everyone who is of the truth hears God's word. That's what Jesus said. Now let's take some time to look at the liberating effects of truth. If we go to the book of John, the 8th chapter, I'm going to share a couple of verses, 31 and 36. "If you continue in my word," this is Jesus speaking, "then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." In other words, someone who makes sin a practice or a lifestyle, or is in a backslid condition and just refuses to allow the dealings of the Holy Spirit. "If the Son therefore shall make you free," these are the words of Jesus, "ye shall be free indeed." What does it mean to be free, beloved? Well, by definition, it means to liberate, to make free. It's the result of redemption. Jesus said, "You shall find out the truth, and you will have knowledge of what is true. You will understand the truth, and that very truth will make or set you free." Beloved, sinners are in spiritual bondage. Proverbs 5:22 says, "His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins." So it's very clear that even though those who are wicked and lost in sin and they have want nothing to do with God, they think they're free, they're their own agent, they could do what they want. Well, that is not true. They're a servant to sin, a servant to the devil, actually. But beloved, such shall not be true for the saints of God. Through the new covenant, we have a new dispensation of spiritual liberty. Beloved, for this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And he did that completely. He did it effectively. There was nothing that Jesus left undone. He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, all things that pertain to the natural realm in which we are living, the physical world around us, the needs that we have, and godliness, all the things that pertain to our spiritual walk, all the things that enable us to know and understand the very nature and character of our God and to grow into perfection under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus. Remember, Ephesians, that scripture I quote so frequently, that's why fivefold ministry was given, so we all could arrive at that state. Now, we'll never be totally perfect until Jesus comes and changes us. Nonetheless, this is what we're commanded to do. We're to run the good race that is set before us with all that is within us, all of our energy, all of our thoughts, our attitudes. We should want to please the Lord. Why? Because he's a hard taskmaster? No, because we love him so much, because he's done so much for us. He's given us not only eternal life, but he's given us such blessings in this life. The word tells us that his rain falls on the just and the unjust. And one day, every human being that has ever lived is going to acknowledge the reality and the existence of God. The atheist may mock God, he may make fun of Christians, but beloved, one day that the knee of that atheist is going to bow, because they will find when time is over, there's only one reality, and that is the reality of God and his truth and his kingdom. There and ultimately the kingdom of darkness and all those who choose to inhabit the kingdoms of darkness, their ultimate place is going to be in the lake of fire, which was created for the devil and his minions. And so, beloved, we have been shown the way to have liberty, and the bondage of sin is broken in our lives. And Romans 8:21 says, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Isn't that beautiful? That's saying that even this natural world, the animals, the plant world, our pets, they will be freed from the curse of death and from the things that are so much a part of this world system that we live in. The last enemy to be put underfoot is death, beloved. And there's such a wonderful experience when truth finally dawns. Sometimes we have that phrase, it's like the light came on. When you came to Jesus, that's what happened. The lights all came on. And I know in my own life, I was so happy because I had been searching for truth in so many wrong areas, trying to find meaning and significance. And one of the greatest joys was knowing that my search was over. I didn't have to look anymore because I found absolute truth. I found he who was the source of all truth. I found Jesus, who was the way, the truth, and the life. And that's true for every born-again child of God. And beloved, God is restoring truth to his church. There's a lot of apostasy going on now in the churches. There are those whole denominations that have been torn apart because they believe the word of God as it has been given us is really not relevant today, that we need to make it culturally relevant. And as a result, the traditional historical stand that many denominations have taken now is being opened up to become more liberal and progressive, if you will. And as a result, they are setting themselves in opposition to God. And beloved, that's a dangerous place to be. But those who love the truth will hear the words of Jesus. Those who love the truth will adhere. We're not talking about the the laws or the statement of faith, if you will, of a denomination. We're talking about the written word of God, because, beloved, that's what we need to adhere to. Praise God. And when we look historically, Martin Luther loved the truth. He began, if you will, the Protestant Reformation, and because he found that the truth, such as it was known at that time, had been filled with error. There was falsehood, there was hypocrisy, there was corruption. And he began to declare what? The truth of God's word. He said, the just shall live by faith. And that began a snowball, if you will, that had its ramifications in every part of the world, praise God. So, radio family, know that the new law of life that has been given to us, the perfect law of liberty, sets us free. Romans 8 and 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Think of that. The law of the Spirit of life. That law of the Spirit of life is the same law of the Spirit of truth. You can't separate life and truth and God. They are one. God is eternal life. He's been eternally existent. And because we chose to be His children, you know, if sin had never entered the world with Adam and Eve, they would have never died. It's because of disobedience and rebellion. But praise God, now the body of Christ, I trust we have learned, we've learned our lesson, and we've found what it is to eat of the bitter fruit of the tree of knowledge. And what one day, those who hold fast to the truth of what I'm sharing, they are going to eat of the tree of life. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you so much for joining me. And listen, if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, email, or you can just drop me a note, and I will personally receive your letter, pray for you, read your letter, and send back something which I know will be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. I don't do it very often, but there's so many testimonies of how that was just the right word they needed to hear. Only the Holy Spirit knows that. So I invite you to write. I love you. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,